Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside Fire Chief Chad Smothers about what the Volunteer Fire Department is doing for National Fire Prevention Week. So tell me, for the Riverside Fire Department, what are you guys doing for National Fire Prevention Week?
Yeah, so at Riverside, we're having the preschool kids' classes all get to come down and tour the station, see the station and all the fire trucks there, see all the equipment that we have and our gear. And then we will be conducting on October 10th a school visit to the Riverside Elementary, where we'll conduct a fire drill and then also have a presentation inside in the gym, giving kids some fire safety tips and things along that nature. And then we'll also show off our turnout gear, our air packs and our gear, what we would look like if we would have to come in and make a rescue of a child or a victim inside a burning structure, just so they can kind of see what we look like when we're in all that stuff, you know, explaining them to not be scared or hide from us if they're in a situation like that. And then the other groups get to see the fire truck that we bring there and see all the equipment that we use and carry.
And so you'll be doing this at Highland Elementary in Riverside.
Yep, it'll be the Highland Elementary School in Riverside on October 10th, and we'll be there at 9 a.m.
Why is it important to go out and educate the kids on fire prevention and what to do when you're faced with a fire situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's real critical, especially with how fast fires grow, and that's just strictly based on what people have in their homes and what things are made of now. With all your furnishings and toys and things like that in your house are made of a lot of petroleum products. So a fire grows really fast. You have about 3 minutes from the time a fire starts until it'll consume a whole room. A fire doubles in size every 60 seconds. So time is very critical in that you get out. Obviously, plan A is to get out of the structure as fast as possible. If for some reason your exits are blocked and you can't get out, obviously shelter in place, keeping doors closed will buy you some time. We also encourage folks at night when they sleep to keep those doors closed in case a fire would break out somewhere, you know, out in the kitchen or living room or something. That's going to fortify you some time to either escape out of a window or something like that. Your interior doors will hold fire off for roughly about 10 minutes. So it'll give you some time for either us to effect a rescue or you to maybe get out of a window. You know, and then just explaining the importance of, you know, knowing your address, phone number, how to dial 911, you know, what information you need to give. And obviously, once you're out of the structure, to stay out of the structure and don't try to go back in and get anything, and don't try to put the fire out on your own. We obviously don't want anybody to get hurt doing any of those tasks.
What do you think is the most important thing, or the thing that you really, for the kids, what you really try to most emphasize so they learn and remember from your presentation during the week?
Yeah, obviously the big thing we preach them is, you know, once you're out of the building, stay out of the building. Don't go back in, you know, for toys or you know, a pet or anything. Obviously, we encourage them, you know, we tell them not to hide from us. Obviously, you know, a house being on fire can be a very scary situation for kids and adults both. You know, so that's the importance of us getting out there and letting them see what we look like in all of our gear with our air packs on, you know, and kind of what that all sounds like and looks like, so that as we're coming in, they don't, you know, hear or see that person and, you know, think it's something scary and hide from us. That's, you know, those are the two biggest things. And then obviously just, you know, not messing around with any, you know, cooking appliances or lighters or matches, things like that.
In your experience, I don't know how long you've been fire chief, but in your experience doing this sort of thing, going out and talking to kids, what do you think they get the most surprised by, or some of the things that they find most interesting learning about firefighters and how to escape safely from them?
I think that kids really enjoy being able to see what we look like in all of our gear, because that can obviously be a scary situation for them, seeing someone crawling down the hall or coming into their room with all that gear and stuff on. So they really like to see our equipment and see what we look like in it. They obviously like to see the, you know, the big red shiny fire trucks, and they're usually very interested in the tools that we have and carry and kind of what they do. So overall, it's a really good program, and we have a really fun time with them during the week. The teachers at Highland do an excellent job throughout the week. I know they have lesson plans and stuff that they go over with their students and their classes too. So, you know, without their support and them doing some stuff with them on the front end, it really makes our presentations go easier too.
For the elementary school, do you guys talk to all the grade levels or any in particular?
Yeah, so we talk to all the grade levels. So what they'll do on Tuesday when we get there is we'll do the fire drill first, and then they basically just split the school in half. So, you know, like kindergarten, first and second will be a group, and then third, fourth, fifth will be another group. And one group goes and sees the fire truck first. The other group comes into the gym and listens to our presentation, and then they just swap groups.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside Fire Chief Chad Smothers. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.